Last name.
Hello.
Hi. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, it's Michelle Phillips.
Okay, thank you for that. And again, my name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. I've located this account. I have the address 2801 Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm just waiting for the account details to load. And for the email address, I have shell_dawn2001@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of my old ones I used to use.
Okay. And the phone number.
I can still get into it, though.
Okay. All right. Phone number on file is 417-540-1513.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So it'll take just a second, but there we go. All right. So this was for a KitchenAid. It was a one-time entry to win a KitchenAid. Do you recall making any type of purchase or entry to win?
No.
Okay.
No, I was telling the other lady, my son's Xbox got hacked a little bit back, and my card was on his Xbox. They shut his Facebook down and all kinds of stuff and done Xbox charges. So I'm wondering if they got a hold of it on this too. I hadn't noticed. I'd been busy watching Xbox charges.
Okay. All right. So we'll contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Now, because he is still a minor, well, you're not sure that that's where it came from, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. And that's the thing is, I mean, I'm not asking for all of it back. I'm just asking for it to all stop.
Yes. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else in your household other than the Xbox issue? Is there anyone else that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No, and I haven't received anything. So if I'd have made a purchase, I would have received something. I haven't got anything.
Okay. And there would
she
have been emails.
She asked me about a KitchenAid thing, too, mm-hmm. and I didn't get no KitchenAid from you guys.
Okay. There would have been emails sent to the email address that we verified with this 6732. It buys an e-gift card each month. But I tell you what, I've issued a refund for the 6732 for December and November. There's also a $39.99 charge that I've also refunded. You should see those funds back in.
So there's an e-gift card you said that it, because I get so much junk mail. That's why I stopped using that account. There's like 80-some thousand emails on there because so
oh,
much
wow.
spam. So I don't even pay attention to it.
Yes. So they would have been corresponding through that email, and it may be in your spam or your junk folder. But yes,
okay.
Each month the looks around the. Let's see, the last one sent was the 7th.
Has it been used or anything? The amount.
I don't have access to that, so you can take
okay.
if you would like to investigate. You can take a look into that.
Okay.
The last one was sent on the 7th of December. They'll send instructions with the. E-gift card code, and it's an online vendor, so they would use that e-gift card code at the store that they've specified in
mm-hmm.
the email. Yeah, all that is in the email.
And they just charge you for it? Is that what they do? They charge you for the e-gift card?
Right. They've charged you for the e-gift card. The 6732, that's the e-gift card fee.
And was I supposed to receive a KitchenAid?
No, it looks like they have those drawings about some are every 2 weeks, some are monthly, but I don't see a tracking number. I'm not showing that you were selected as a winner.
Okay, I haven't received anything. So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, that's my thing is I just want it to stop.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. So, we have that all taken care of.
Okay.
All right. Well, you should see those funds back.
It stops, and I'm good on the other part because obviously I have so much on automatic that if it's been taken out, I haven't realized it. But I just had to get on there this week for something, and I seen it yesterday, and I'm like, what in the world? I don't have anything. And it caught my eye as an gadget because of what I've had to watch for before that, you know, come through the Xbox. And I thought, okay, a gadget innovation might be an Xbox thing. And I messaged them. I was like, did you guys order anything for the computer or the Xbox? And they're like, no. And so now this makes sense that it's something automatically coming out I didn't know about. So.
Yeah, I have to watch my kids as well. They have a thing about Apple Pay, Apple everything.
Yeah.
I see Apple decline. I'm like, yeah, I've learned to block my card. All right, well, we have you all taken care of.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And so everything's canceled. I won't have to worry about
that
anymore then.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am. Correct.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.